said the other day that...
Whatever Gary said is right, I can tell you that.
He said that he sees the defense as further along its development and adjusting to the 3-4. What were the biggest challenges, and what are the biggest challenges?
Well, it's not just going to the 3-4. It's really the personnel involved in the 3-4 and what you want to do with them. And we're still in the progress of those things. But, you know, we knew we wanted some outside rushers. And when you go to 3-4, you know, the two guys outside are exceptional. So, you know, that was a big start for us. You know, you have to see the secondary, what they can play. You know, if you're a really good man team, play more man. If you're a zone team, play more zone. Each guy's capabilities, what they can do, you try to meld that into the defense. So that's part of our learning process, not just the players, but the coaches learning what the players can do. Because it's not what I can think of. I can think of a lot of defenses, but it's what our players do best, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Have you gotten a better read on Von Miller and kind of how you might be able to utilize him? I ask that because when you had Ware, I think under four seasons under you, he averaged like 16 sacks per year. Do you ever get a better read on how you might be able to use him?
We're going to let him rush. You know, that's pretty... You know, I've had some guys over the years that have played the Sam line, but the Will linebacker, you know, goes way back and had a lot of good players play there, and yeah, they made a lot of sacks. But I've had some Sam line, Ricky Jackson for one, you know, was a Sam linebacker for us. Bryce Pop, who was the AFC Defensive Player of the Year, had 17 sacks. Sean Merriman had 17 sacks in 12 games. So, you know, it's a position that a guy, if he can rush, you can match up well. So that's why we've kept him there. You know, you'd think he'd be a Will linebacker, who rushes almost every play, but we can rush the Sam linebacker too. So that's what we'll do.
With Antonio on the sidelines, who's getting a few more reps?
Basically the veteran guys that we've had, you know, and getting to know those guys. But I'm really pleased with that group. I think they're really working hard. Now, Bill Kolar is going to get the most out of every player. He's done that throughout his career. You know, we know about J.J. Watt, but there's a lot of other players that he's coached that have gotten better and better. And I've seen this group get better and better already.
What are you able to learn about the backup and some linebackers with Danny and Brandon down, particularly Davis?
Yeah, I'm pleased with the two guys that are out and Shane Ray also. Now, the two guys that are out, as far as learning the defense, they're really studying. They're helping the other guys. That's important for our team overall, and they know that. But they've played before. Now, Shane Ray hadn't played before, so it's going to take a little. He's getting real good at on the board stuff and that kind of stuff. But when he's going to have to get out on the field and do some of those things. But the inside backers, I think, are doing a good job for us. There's a lot of competition in there, which is good. I think we've got some talented young guys that have a pretty good feel. We've still got a ways to go. There's a lot of calls in there and different things that they have to do, more so than the outside backers. So, but I think they've come along well.
How important is it for those guys like Brandon Marshall and Danny Trevathan to not just watch and take it in, but to help some of those young guys to kind of help coach them up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, DeMarcus is great at it. Von Miller's helping the young guys. Those two guys certainly are helping our young guys. I told them if they can coach the position and they have the talent they have, they can play. I can coach the position, but I can't play. But if they can coach the position and watch their position, then they're going to get better. And I think that's what they've done.
When you guys drafted Shane Ray, do you immediately start drawing up certain plays where you have he and DeMarcus and Vaughn on the field at the same time rushing passes?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll put our best players on the field. Like I said before, I don't know if you remember at San Diego, we had three outside backers that could really play, and we played them a lot on third downs, all three of them. So at different places I've been, it's get your best players out there, your best rushers out there in third down situations, and you know, like I say, there's a lot of different coverages and all those other things. But we can think of all those things, but it's the players that fit it. And what they can do, that's what we're going to try to do with them. We can't rush them all outside, though. So we'll work something out.
You know what you're going to do, or how have you lined up at nose tackle so far?
Sly's been at the nose, but we've alternated those guys in there. Malik's an end, obviously, size-wise. Walker's come in and played some nose. We've alternated most of the other guys. If they can play nose or three technique, and some of them can play five technique, we've alternated those guys. And they're working hard. I think Bill does a great job with those guys. I think they'll tell you they've improved already.
Do you feel like you've got a solution there by the time you...
We don't have the pads on yet. We got a long ways to go. We've done 1 week, three practices, and those aren't even live. So, but I like the way they're working, and I look at their movement skills. We're going to get them to give the great effort, and that's a mark, hopefully, of our defense always, is we're going to have a lot of guys flying to the football. And those guys have bought into that. They're really doing a good job. As big as they are, you don't expect them to be down all over the field. We do. We expect that.
Coach, how's the free safety competition going along?
Well, we brought Darren in, and he's been playing the free safety with our first group, and I think he's done a good job. We have other guys certainly. I think Omar's done well at safety. I think we've got some other guys that look pretty good at safety. Obviously, TJ and Brew and those guys that have been here are good players too. So we'll look at all of them and see how it shakes out. But, I think Darren probably said it, but, it's probably his job to lose. He's there right now as the first team guy, so he's got to prove he can play.
Back in late April, you mentioned that Bradley Roby was focusing on cornerback.
Right, we have a package coming in where he'll play some safety, and we'll work that in probably in the next couple of weeks. But in fact, he had a great day. Talib wasn't there today, and he really had a super day at corner. He had a nice interception. They're playing against the first team all the time, and he had a nice interception for a touchdown and made a lot of plays today. So, he's pretty proficient at cornerback, so I'm pleased with that. And that's what we wanted, to make sure he could play that position and be really good at that. And then if we play three corners in any kind of nickel package, we got three corners that can play. And if we need to move him into a certain package, we will, and we'll do that later on.
Last one, Troy. How would you describe Coach Kolar's coaching style?
Bill is loud, he's got a great knack for it's his personality too, but he's got a great knack for getting on people, getting them to go harder, but them to like him, normally a guy that hollers at as loud as he is and hollers at you, you think, wow, they know it's in their best interest when he gets on them. Now he gets on them. And they know he means it, but he's got a great knack for that. And that's coaching. Everybody coaches different ways, and I think his style is really good for defensive linemen. It fits well with those guys. And like I said, the guys that he coached have all gotten really better.